It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we track the latest in national politics, including two more additions to the Republican presidential field.
First, new national job numbers are out today, and they're taking on extra significance as they could provide the clearest picture of job creation for the 4 years of Scott Walker's first term as governor of Wisconsin.
In those 4 years, from 2011 to 2014, Wisconsin created jobs at a rate of 5.7%. That puts the state at 35th in the nation for private sector job creation, a figure that promises to be fairly significant going forward, both in the state legislature and on the national scene, as all signs point to a Walker presidential run.
Here with us now to break down the numbers is Craig Gilbert. He's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington Bureau Chief and writes the Wisconsin Voter blog about politics and elections. Craig, thanks a lot for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, this report is being framed as the most accurate and definitive of labor figures available. What makes these numbers better than other job numbers we've seen?
Well, these numbers are essentially a count, whereas other sources of data on unemployment and job growth are based on surveys, sort of like opinion polls. And so because they're based on a sample, they have a margin of error. This is really a full count. That's why it's called a census. And, you know, the only downside is because it's more comprehensive, there's a six-month lag time, and so the numbers generally don't get as much attention because by the time they come out, people feel like they're a little bit out of date. But in this case, it closes the books, really, on Governor Walker's first term, and it also gives us something we didn't have before, which is a sense of where the state during those 4 years ranked compared to other states and compared to the nation as a whole.
So given that it appears to be this very clear picture, given that it's a count and not a survey, what does this say about how important these numbers are for Governor Scott Walker?
Well, you know, numbers, they have kind of a cold, hard reality to them. A lot of people say a lot of things. There's a lot of spin that goes on when it comes to different kinds of metrics like jobs numbers. There's been sort of a running saga over job trends and job performance in Wisconsin throughout Governor Walker's term, starting with actually his first election campaign when he made the jobs promise of 250,000 private sector jobs in his first 4 years, and then through the recall and his reelection campaign. And so they're out there, they're in black and white. They don't look particularly flattering for the state because we pretty consistently lag behind the rest of the country and the rest of the Midwest in private sector job growth. We've obviously fallen well short of the governor's 250,000 jobs pledge. So it's really kind of up to the governor now to kind of explain, I think, you know, why the state hasn't performed as well as he had hoped and had promised. And there's no getting around the fact that we have consistently lagged by this one indicator. Of course, it's not the only indicator out there, but it's a big one that I think resonates politically.
Well, let's get to the actual numbers. What do they say about how Wisconsin did?
Well, they say that, you know, when you look at the four-year period in its entirety, you know, we grew private sector jobs at a rate that was considerably slower than the country as a whole. We ranked 35 out of the 50 states in our four-year performance. And then if you look at the individual years, it's been pretty consistent. I mean, we've consistently grown private sector jobs at a rate of about between 1 and 1.5% a year, and we've consistently been, you know, between 35th and 40th among the states on a year-by-year basis. So I think these numbers kind of leave an even bigger imprint when you see how stable they've been. And then you sort of get to the discussion of why and how much the governor has to do with it, how much of these trends are just embedded in the structure of the state's economy, and that's a big debate.
Well, to look first at that 5.7% job growth rate and compare that against the campaign promise of 250,000 new jobs, what does that translate to in numbers?
So instead of 250,000 new private sector jobs, we ended up with about 129,000. So we got about halfway there. And so that, you know, some people, when the governor made, I think anybody who really followed the numbers closely, I think would have assumed when the governor made that promise that he wouldn't be able to live up to it because he was really projecting a rate of growth. It was really improbable based on the state's historic performance. But that was the number he threw out there. It was attention getting by design. It was a campaign. It was part of his campaign. He talked about it all the time. And he probably benefited politically from setting the bar there. But now he sort of has to live with the consequences, which are that he didn't really come close to getting there. And you know, it would probably take several more years to actually get to that target date at this point.
We're talking with Craig Gilbert, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington Bureau Chief, also author of the Wisconsin Voter Blog, talking about the latest job numbers for Wisconsin between 2011 and 2014. And to get at that why question a little bit more, some economists have made the point that job creation isn't necessarily something that we can lay at the governor's door, for better or worse for him. It's maybe more a product of complex factors, a mix of things. What do you say to that, and how Walker might use these numbers?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, let's face it. The state, you know, operates in a national economy. So the biggest driver of these numbers is probably the national economy. When it comes to the state-by-state differences, it's going to, you know, every state has a different employment base. In Wisconsin, we're more manufacturing heavy than other states in general. And some economists have pointed to kind of the traditional nature of our manufacturing economy as explaining, in part at least, our slow rate of growth. Those jobs have not been growing at a high rate across the country. So I think it's fair for the governor to talk about the larger context. On the other hand, he has also been running for re-election as a governor, and now probably as a candidate for president, making an argument about how he's turned the state around economically and characterizing the state as kind of a bright spot in the region and in the country. And so it makes it, I think, more difficult to kind of sell that message when your job performance by these measures is not only mediocre but below average.
How does Wisconsin compare to its Midwest neighbors, maybe other states that also have a heavy manufacturing base? Michigan comes to mind.
Yeah, so if you go by the four-year period, Michigan actually ranked, I believe, 10th out of the 50 states in the growth in private sector jobs over these 4 years. Indiana, I believe, was 18th. Indiana's also, I think, up with Wisconsin as the two most manufacturing-heavy states in the country. And then Iowa was in, you know, a little bit lower. Actually, Iowa and Illinois were in the 30s, but ahead of Wisconsin. Minnesota was in the 20s. And, you know, when you think about what's going on in some of these states, you've got Minnesota, which is at one neighbor, under a Democratic governor. There's been a lot of chatter about how these two states are performing based on very different governing models, considering which party controls each one. And Illinois has been kind of a rhetorical punching bag for the governor for a long time. And Wisconsin and Illinois are basically performing the same way. Wisconsin, by this measure, slightly worse. And so that's, I think, awkward, too, for the governor, because he's been using Illinois as kind of a foil politically about how they're running things and their tax policy and their economic policies. You know, none of this is to say that if the governor had been governing differently, these numbers would be dramatically different. We'll never know that, but it's harder to sell his story as kind of a turnaround artist when the numbers are kind of underwhelming.
Now, Governor Walker is in Canada right now, but has he had anything to say about this new report?
I haven't talked to him, and I'm sure his office will have something to say about it, because they've been pretty aggressive about, I think, their message on jobs. And, you know, they point to the state's unemployment rate, which has gotten considerably lower and is better than average or lower than average. Again, this jobs number isn't the only metric, but it's a measure that the governor himself has placed a lot of emphasis on going back to his very first campaign.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
That was Craig Gilbert, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington Bureau Chief, also author of the Wisconsin Voter Blog. He joined us to talk about the latest job numbers and what they could mean for Governor Walker going forward.